Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Bobby Ammerman is with the Wood Products Utilization Center at UK's Robinson Center in Breathitt County, and they have a wood product entrepreneur development program, which can lead in some unique directions, like development of a pet swing.
It was an idea or concept that was developed by Tony and Duana Van Dyne in Pike County, Kentucky. They have, you know, little dogs, one in particular named Bella, and they just come up with the idea that, you know, we sit around and in swings and enjoy that, and, you know, why wouldn't our pet enjoy that, our little dog? So they built one, I think, out of some plastic piping and different things, and she really took to it, so that kind of led to them making one out of wood.
They took it to pet shows, and the response was tremendous. The couple asked the Wood Product Center for some guidance.
They've sort of had a fairly good idea of what they wanted it to be and look like, but really didn't have it designed in a way that, you know, you could make parts and put it together and it, you know, it come out the way they want and that kind of thing. So we spend a lot of time up front working with them on design work and building some prototypes and that kind of thing, just to help foster the manufacturing that comes later. You know, how to design those parts and make them fit together and design them in a way that they can be easily manufactured and that kind of thing.
The center put the couple in touch with another wood product entrepreneur, John Markham, who does assembly of various wood products and will be for the pet swing. We'll be right back.
Hey race fans, I'm NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace here to say that I'm a fan of ethanol. My race car runs on an ethanol blend, and I also make the personal choice to use American ethanol when I fill up my family cars. And with a wife and three daughters, I'm glad to know something as simple as choosing ethanol means my family is supporting family farmers. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel, it's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for my heart because I know supporting an all-American product is the right thing to do. American ethanol, American-grown, American-made, powering NASCAR.
We're back with the UK Wood Utilization Center's Bobby Ammerman discussing progress and development of the pet swing, an idea of the Van Dynes of Pike County, utilizing wood products entrepreneur John Markham.
I think John made 10 or 11 prototypes for him late last year, and from those prototypes, they were able to garner some funding to make the first 100 or so. So they've done that, and they've come back to John and actually placed an order, so he's in the finishing stages of completing those 100 swings right now.
You can check out the invention online at petswing.com. Ammerman says the center continues to work with wood product entrepreneurs.
We've been in contact with a fellow that he wants to manufacture and sell mountain banjos. We've also been working with a fellow that takes horse fencing, used horse fencing, and tries to convert that to some use, such as hardwood flooring.
Bobby Ammerman with UK's Wood Utilization Center. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.